Welcome to another exclusive SearchDataManagement.com podcast. I'm Hannah Smaltry, site editor. Today, we're talking about creating successful data stewardship programs. To learn more about the people who help manage decisions and policies around data governance, data ownership, and data usage throughout an enterprise, I called an expert. Jill Deshaies is partner and co-founder of Baseline Consulting, a professional services firm specializing in enterprise data issues. She's also the author of eData and the best-selling CRM Handbook. Her latest book, co-authored with Evan Levy, is Customer Data Integration, Reaching a Single Version of the Truth. Suffice to say, Jill has lots of experience working on data projects and working through complex data governance issues, so we called her up for some more information about creating successful data stewardship programs. Now, just to start off and level set, what is data stewardship in layman's terms?
Well, at a broad level, data stewardship is exactly what the name implies. It's taking care of corporate data, but data stewardship has actually evolved into a discrete responsibility at a lot of our clients, and that's where people seem to be right now. People are telling us, we get that we need someone to take care of our data, but what does that actually look like, and who does it, and what are the roles and the responsibilities, and how do we actually start this thing the right way?
Now, in our last SearchDataManagement.com podcast titled Data Governance, How to Get Started and Find Success, you talked to our listeners about data governance, and you define data governance as the oversight and decision rights over corporate data. Where does data stewardship fit in there?
Right, and data governance really is, as we talked about last time, a process for actually overseeing data at the enterprise level. So obviously data stewardship has a significant place in that process, and everybody's asking that question right now. And the answer is that the data steward enables the execution of the policies that are established in the data governance process. In fact, when companies have instituted data governance, the data steward is usually a key participant in that overall process. He or she will actually translate decisions made by the Data Governance Council into actual execution tactics. And just to use an example, we just implemented a data governance program at a large HMO, a health maintenance organization. And what would happen was a HIPAA regulation might dictate that only certain people can see an individual patient's care history for privacy reasons, etc. And the Data Governance Council will actually analyze that new regulation and decide on what the rules of access will be for specific care history for patients. So it will really sort of define the policy for who can see that data. Then the data steward will kick in and will coordinate with the data management function within that HMO, the DBAs, the data security staff, whoever is involved in actually executing tactics around data. And the data steward will actually define what the new access rules look like and then work with the DBA to decide on what rights to grant and revoke at the database level. So you can sort of see that data governance is very business-driven, very high-level, very process-oriented and policy-based. And data stewardship is ultimately very, very tactical, very on the ground, and very relationship oriented.
What's the best way to structure data stewardship programs? Should this be an IT or business-led program?
Well, and that's really the crux of the issue. And I think we talked last time about a problem that a lot of our clients are seeing right now, which is they sort of designate the role of a data steward, and that person sort of becomes this roving linebacker and, sort of sits in meetings and, talks a lot about data and represents the data angle, but ultimately there seems to be an accountability issue with that role. And so this is a source of confusion right now. What does the data steward actually do? And actually, we're finding that the data steward is both a business function and an IT function, and we advocate two different types of data stewards. And let me explain what I mean by that. So for the first type of data stewardship involves tracking data across the enterprise. It's where the data's been and where it's going. We've talked before about the concept of a data supply chain, and it's actually an apt analogy here. Somebody needs to understand the sources and the destinations of the data across its life cycle in the company. From the initial system of entry to various processing points like the data correction routines and to destinations like a data warehouse. So this person is actually watching sort of the movement of the data across the enterprise, across the supply chain, if you will. And we'll call this type of role the data coordinator type of data stewardship. And I'll come back to that in a minute. So take that sort of data coordinator, that life cycle manager, if you will. And then the other piece of data stewardship is really understanding how the data is used. So it's not enough just to understand the data's lineage and how it traffics across the company. Somebody also needs to understand the rules for the data and what that data looks like in its context of usage. And this will inform not only, you know, how the data is formatted, but who can see it, who can fix it, and who gets to use it and how they use it. So we'll call this type of role the data corrector. And both the data coordinator and the data corrector are sort of oversimplifications, but I think, you know, they're more specific than sort of us fancying about the term, you know, IT data steward or business data steward. So we see this data coordinator role in data stewardship happening on the IT side, and it involves a detailed knowledge of systems at the operational level where the data originates. Maybe the data coordinator data steward actually uses different tools like data profiling to understand what that data looks like as it travels across the supply chain. And we see the data corrector role on the business side, since only the business can really define the so-called desired state of enterprise information. We know how it's used. We know what business users need it to look like. We know how it's defined. We know that it's meaningful. So it's actually useful and meaningful in the context of what the business needs to run day-to-day operations and to satisfy strategic objectives. So, you know, to come full circle on your question, there are two types of data stewards: data coordinator, which actually tracks the data, and data corrector, which actually defines and fixes the data. And so we're seeing sort of the convergence of these two things, one more on the IT side, the other on the business side, and that seems to work the best.
And now, do data stewards and these different roles that you're talking about, do these need to be dedicated full-time positions, or can they be part-time jobs?
Yeah, that's actually a good question, and it's really an evolution, not to be too heretical here, but, you know, it's all well and good to say that, you know, data should be owned by the business and data stewardship should start on the business side, but we actually see most true bona fide data stewardship roles starting up on the IT side. IT simply understands the need for data stewardship and the boundaries of the role better than the business does, at least initially. So if IT initially funds the role of a data steward, particularly around this data coordinator function I talked about, where we're sort of tracking and managing data across the supply chain, IT can then slowly teach the business about the value of data stewardship. It may start out as a part-time job, or it may start out as a full-time job in IT, and then actually enrich and become more fully formed over time as it's embraced by the business. And what's interesting is it's actually not only a great partnership, ultimately, between the business and IT with their respective data stewards, but we've seen this work really well in driving closer business IT alignment, which is a top goal in almost every large pool of CIOs these days. So data stewardship is actually, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, because we're actually serving a better aligned partnership between the business and IT as we take on some of this enterprise data management.
Data stewardship as a bridge. Interesting. So what kinds of technology tools and processes will organizations need to invest in to support data stewards in these data governance programs?
There's sort of two types. There's sort of the classic technologies that need to be brought to bear on data stewardship. And, you know, we've sort of acquired some of these tools and then left it up to certain people to make sure that they're actually run and you know, used. But things like data quality tools and data profiling tools are really emerging necessities in data stewardship. We're really seeing an uplift in the adoption of these types of technologies, and they're absolutely useful in driving the value of data stewardship and delivering fast results. So that's one type of technology that, again, we're sort of seeing reestablished around the data stewardship role, and vice versa. But we're also seeing the emergence of a new crop of what I'll call data stewardship dashboards. And we're seeing these come out primarily out of the MDM, Master Data Management, and CDI, Customer Data Integration Centers. Companies like Cyperion and Purisma and even Teradata are all offering up some interesting tools
that allow particularly the data coordinator function to manage and track the data. A lot of these tools are very workflow focused, so you can actually watch the data as it travels across the supply chain and do things like exception handling and survivorship management with some of this data. So I think what's interesting, and actually what Evan and I have been talking a lot about in our CDI book and recently as well, is coming to fruition. Data governance and data stewardship have up until now been luxuries with our data warehouses and with our data quality programs. But with master data management coming on the scene, they're absolutely mandatory. So we're finding a renewed interest in not only data stewardship, but linking, as you said, being the bridge between sort of tactical data management functions and that more strategic data governance process. So it's actually good news all around. The planet seems to be really aligning around data stewardship.
To learn more about Jill Deshaies or Baseline Consulting, please visit baseline-consulting.com. That's baseline-consulting.com. And you can also find that web address along with more information about Jill Deshaies on the page where you downloaded this podcast. And to learn more about data governance and data stewardship and a host of other data management topics, we hope you'll continue to turn to searchdatamanagement.com. Visit the page where you downloaded this podcast to find links to many more data governance and data stewardship articles, as well as a link to Deshaies' recent white paper, The Data Governance Manifesto. And of course, if you have a data governance story or data stewardship story to share, or any data management thoughts for that matter, please look for that email link on the podcast download page and let me know. I'm Hannah Smaltry, site editor for searchdatamanagement.com. You've been listening to an exclusive searchdatamanagement.com podcast. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.